Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you think you're holding a slight bit of don't hold information, just say it to their face, and trust me, more people will respect you for it.
What do you think?
I'm an assembly.
Not an assembly.
You can correct me if I'm my past where I've had crazy feelings for this person. I'm disrespecting.
Oh my god!
Between you two.
What,
where?
If he's disrespecting the case, or am I just like...
Also, Paige, he disrespects you to your face. I'm confused as to why you're confused.
Yes!
To your face!
To your face!
With his whole chest! To
your face!
One person, have them all at your party, and they don't care about each other.
No, you know.
Well, now you're cheating on me. Because you have a handshake with Indigo, well, now this is disrespect.
Hey!
Hey guys, it's Rob Riley, back at it again with another video. If you have not subscribed, guys, click that button. It is daily and consistent content. Consistent and persistent, baby, injected. I have a guest with me today, guys. I have a beautiful guest, Coco Sorrell.
Hey! Hey, thanks for having me.
You know what? Thanks for gracing me your presence.
Stop it. No, we're a good team. I like
it. We actually are, you know. Come on, Avengers.
Yeah. Don't kill me. Please, it's too early. The video is too early. Please, let's... Okay.
Woo! Now, for those of you who don't know who Coco Sorrell is, I'm pretty sure you would all know who she is. Her TikTok will be in the bio below, where she does Love Island reviews, and I feel like her reviews are amazing. And finally, we've teamed up because many people have asked, and I'm on her TikTok, she's on my TikTok, we're going to make a separate TikTok video. We're here on YouTube, guys, plenty of Love Island content. So definitely go and check this all out. Now, before we do get into this video is sponsored by Frontline Therapist. If you guys don't know what they are a mental health company that provide affordable and accessible mental health care for everybody involved, but especially black and brown individuals, which I think is very important. Use my discount code below, it is in the bio below, guys, Frontline Therapist. Thank you very much. Now, let's get into this video where I don't even know where we can begin, to be honest with you, because we have so many people. This Casa Amor situation is really ripping everything apart.
Listen.
The villa is really upside down.
I don't know what's happened in the last 48 hours, but madness has hit the villa.
And we haven't seen Samuel once until now.
My dear Samuel.
And this is what he came to
what
say.
What happened?
This is what he came to say.
No, he said, I want violence.
Yeah.
He knew his time was coming to an end.
No, he made her cry.
No, no. A lot as well.
And they were all saying they're listening to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. It was a lot.
One lecture, as if...
It was, but what he was saying was true.
He was very true, though.
It was very honest.
Very honest.
No lie detected. I was here for it.
No common sense, he said. Your common sense is fleeting.
He said it's gone.
It's finished.
No, why did you do that? Answer for your sins. Why did you do that?
And the way Paige didn't even ask.
Paige's like, yeah, yeah.
Okay, look, like, she wasn't even looking for advice.
Oh.
These Casamo boys and girls are very messy.
They are. They are.
They are here to cause some kind of ruckus. And I'm not mad, because at first I thought maybe they're not as, you know, good looking enough here and there. People have these thoughts. But personality-wise, they're very messy. They're here for it. They're giving us content. And some, I think the best Casamo bunch in a while in terms of content.
I think so.
Because I've never seen Casamo people come in for the OG people like this.
And off the rip. It's not like a little time has gone by. Like, literally, the girls came in and straight off the bat were like, Tasha this, Tasha that. I was like, well, okay.
Crazy. Not me giving you guys a Love Island interview today and also a Love Island beautiful guest on the show. Talk about content, guys.
Quality content.
Quality content. And if there's time, we'll probably go live as well for a quick 20 minutes as well. Just to, like, you know, see everybody's real thoughts in real time. So as soon as this video's up, 10 minutes after that, we'll go live quickly for a bit. But yeah, I was initially thinking that, you know, Jax, what's going on with you? We didn't see you yesterday moving to anybody or the day before. But now we're seeing you as in you're jumping in the pool with one person and then you're flirting with another. It's not even the same blonde.
No, but it's messy. It's so messy. What? My whole thing with Jax is, I knew this was going to happen.
Okay.
I was waiting for it. Because I feel like you can only act up until a certain point. And yeah, I feel like yesterday with Dammy, he felt like he was given the green flag.
Right.
And now he's like, actually, I'm going to move mad.
Basically.
If Dammy's going to do it, allow me to join the camp. Yeah. I think, to be fair, I'm also here for it because, you know, I didn't really like him and Paige together anyway.
I never did. I thought it was quite random.
It was odd.
And as soon as he said the word pathetic out of his mouth, I was over it. I was done with it.
And the problem was with Paige, he disrespected you so much, you went back and now look at you. You're shedding tears. Dehydrating yourself.
Besotted.
Imagine.
Lost.
Over Jax. No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
You're a whole paramedic, but this is what you're...
It's a shame.
It really is a shame.
It's a shame. And, yeah. No. Mm-mm.
As in, he was in the pool, throwing them together, hugging each other. And for both of them, he was very eager. He was the one pushing more than the girls.
Well, who's the other girl? Is it Cheyenne?
Cheyenne and Molly.
Cheyenne was like, I don't want to put time into you.
I didn't expect that.
And he was like, well, I'm not saying that, am I? I was like,
yeah. Bear strong. Relax.
Calm down.
Take the key out of the car. Right? Step out and just chill, man.
Chill. Yeah, he was doing a lot this episode. A lot.
He really took the main screen time playing around. But I'm not surprised. I was expecting it.
Yeah.
That was something that wasn't unpredictable for me when it comes to Jax's behavior.
No.
110%. No. But you know what I'm surprised by, Jay? The one Jay who dropped Agnes for Paige, then was flirting with Antigone, and now you're the one being the best behaved.
Really? I wasn't that surprised.
Really? I just thought that maybe him dropping Ekansu for Paige so quickly was weirding me out.
Really?
I was thinking, why would you do that? Because she was in the villa for a whole week and you didn't do anything. And suddenly now, after being the bottom three with Ekansu, you wanted to run with Paige. And now he's well behaved. Now I like him in China. Now they're having good conversations. They're going slow. He could have entertained multiple girls because he can.
He can.
Sorry, he can. Let me touch your breath.
What kind of show is this? Well, it's fine. Not that kind of show, but I wasn't that surprised, and I'll tell you why.
Hit me. Talk to
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
To me.
With Ekin-Su, I felt like he jumped into the villa, he got wrapped up in the whirlwind of Love Island, and then he realized, like, oh, wait, I'm trying to find, like, a connection here. I think.
Right.
And then took a step back and was like, who else in the villa do I want to get to know? Mm. And I feel like, because Ekin-Su was like, you've played me, da da da. Because they both were intense very quickly, right. Unnecessarily.
Right.
So I think I wasn't too surprised by that.
Okay.
But I didn't think China was his type. I'm here for it. But I didn't see that.
He did pick Amber initially for a date.
He did.
So
he did, actually.
And they do bounce off each other in a weird, nice way. I like it.
I saw a tweet saying that they are very much like a Chelsea couple or Westminster couple, and they can see the pics.
Not Westminster.
I can kind of see it. I can kind of see it, you know.
They do look very cute.
They do. I mean, Jay's boring, though. Like, no shade.
Right. He's just very, like, blasé, chill.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Not everyone can be Davide and Ekin-Su.
I don't know what's going on with Andrew, though. Andrew and Coco. Coco is very flirtatious. She's a very flirty type of girl, and I think she's now worrying that, oh, do you only like me for one part of me? Do you want to know more of me? Like, she was kind of worried in that conversation.
She was, but I was also quite confused. I mean,
that whole thing didn't make any sense to me.
I've never been more confused after hearing two people speak together, because Coco, number one, yes, she is very flirty, but I think she knows what she's doing. She wants to get onto the
main villa.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And stay. You know, she's seen that PLT deal. Fine.
From a very long distance.
Okay. But the whole conversation was weird because I feel like maybe Andrew's now seeing that him and Paige have more emotional...
Do you think that's why he was crying in the teaser?
I think so.
These people go back and forth every single minute, man.
I think
just
so.
Just pick somebody at this point. But then he might come back alone and Tasha's out here kissing Billy the Goat.
Not Billy the... No. Behave. Not believe. Listen, Tasha's lips in this boy. Tasha confuses me, but I also I feel like she's confused.
She's not into Angela like that, because every new man comes in, she's confused.
Her head turns constantly. She's getting whiplash from the amount of head turns she's getting.
Huge whiplash.
It's a lot.
It
it's a lot.
Is a lot.
And yeah, but I don't know. I am happy that I don't want her and Andrew to be together. I like Andrew a lot. And
I do like Andrew a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He grew on me.
He grew on me too. I was thinking this.
Yeah. At the beginning, I was like,
yeah.
But now, he grew on me. I like him.
I like him a lot. And I do think that him and Coco won't even last probably. I feel like Coco's really using him. But at this point, any Casamore person is going to be on a motive just to get in the main villa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very much of a motive.
I don't see...
Also, where was Ronan Keating's son?
Oh my God. No, please. Is it just me or does he look 14? Because I feel like, I don't know what happened there, but did he have to get parental consent to be on the show? Because he looks very young. He looks very young. But where was he?
I think your dad is Ronan Keating.
Maybe he's taking his GCSEs or something. And outside of the villa. I don't know where
he is. Signing consent forms at this point. Because where was this boy?
Where was he? He needs to be more like Samuel. Cause drama and you find yourself
on
the show.
I'm actually confused because he was having a conversation with Gemma and I thought that they can't violate Ronan Keating's son like this.
No.
I thought they would bring Ronan Keating's son back in. Imagine the parents come in, you see Michael Owen and Ronan.
Imagine.
His production ratings. It's clever, but I don't think that's going to happen now because where was he today?
And who can
I didn't even see him in the background.
Who would take him though?
Exactly, that's the issue. There's no real interest there. Unless Paige has these doubts and starts talking to somebody like him. Because Billy's
maybe,
off the cards.
Maybe.
Because they got friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Maybe. And his problem with Billy is he friend-zoned her back, so it's not even like he can jump back.
He only friend-zoned her back to save his ego.
Yeah.
Because he was very much interested.
Very, very. Like, yeah, embarrassing.
He did a little smooth, but we could tell.
We saw.
It's
okay.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Then we have Summer and Dami doing the handshakes. Dami is smooth, you know, but he's not smooth to us because we see him moving to different girls the same way. But he is a smooth talker.
He is. And I said this before, I feel like Dami is a good person, a great friend, just probably not the best guy.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In a relationship.
Definitely not.
And there are people like that. And I feel like that's because that whole handshake thing, I would feel some type of way if I was Indian and I knew he made a handshake with a girl he's known for 40 years.
And at the end of the handshake, what do they do?
They kissed.
They kissed.
Nah.
Again.
No. Do I have mug on my forehead?
Huh?
Do I have mug on my forehead?
M-U-G.
No. I'd feel away.
And then he's justified it with, oh, you know, I put a wall up in the bed.
Because spooning is more intimate. What are you talking about?
And me, I don't want a wall up. All those pillows. I need to sleep
comfortably. No. I want to sprawl my legs. I want to, you know. I don't. Dami's. I'm sad that this is the route he's gone down. But
do you think India will bring back Deji?
At the moment, no.
Yeah.
I think if the postcard comes in and there's a picture of Dami and Summer, yes.
When is this we didn't see in the teaser. That means they're dragging out Casa Amor for a while now. Probably going to be much longer for the weekend. They wouldn't do Casa Amor recoupling on a weekday. It doesn't make sense to me. They would do it on a Friday, Sunday.
Friday or Sunday.
They're going to split it like last year's.
They split that.
Because it's like festivals and whatever. They split the days now for money.
Yes.
They split this now for... They won't do it all in one day.
Yeah. For viewing.
They'll maybe make it a little bit longer or something, but that's what they'll do.
Yeah,
they want to drag this out for the entire end of the week.
That's what they're going
to
do.
Who do you think will not turn? From the girls?
I think Gemma's going to stay.
And Ekansi.
I think Ekansi's going to stay.
I thought Ekansi would have done a wild one. I thought she would have brought back 5 men and Sanjay from production or something like that. But she didn't bring back anybody.
Not Sanjay.
I thought she would have brought back a lot of people.
But
she said, you know what, let me remain loyal.
Also, who can she bring back? No offense to the boys. None whatsoever. But who... I too would bring no one back. Just saying. And I'm single. I lie. I'd bring Deji back. That's a lie. Let me know.
Deji has good chat.
No, I'd bring Deji back.
But Tokyo is very much a city, guys.
Why did he do that to us?
Even India did it. They both did it.
Why did they do... But I feel like... Yeah, no. That was embarrassing. But it's okay.
It's okay. It was just chat. It wasn't that serious.
Fine.
But it was fine. In terms of the guys, who do you think is... Jack did definitely turn in. I feel. I think it is. Because the you're flirting with two girls like this. And they're going to come back single and everything's going to be fine. This is the thing. Even if they don't recouple and come back single, there's still going to be a ruckus. Because they all flirt with other girls and kiss other girls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I'm split. I don't know with Jax. I feel like he wants to have fun, but then he's going to remember that 50k and be like, no, let me get my head back in the game. And pair back with Paige. But you never know.
When they left before Casa Amor, they weren't in the bottom three.
No.
They were saved.
Yeah.
So they probably still think that they're good together.
Yeah. So I think that's probably playing on the back of his mind.
I don't think Paige is going to recouple.
Nah.
She's definitely going to remain loyal.
I think so.
Especially with more of the doubts that she's gotten from King Samuel.
All hail King Samuel.
Like, not even... That's the thing about Casamore's mad, because we're seeing Casamore people not even getting airtime for moving to people. They're getting airtime for dragging other people.
For stirring.
What the hell is going
on? No.
I'm intrigued when everybody gets to the villa and they hear about this or they see this stuff.
I feel like Luke is going to snitch.
Big time.
Luke is going to have a sit-down
meeting. As in pillow talk.
Like... Gemma will know the ins and outs of everyone, all day of by them. Day, hourly accounts.
All of them in, like, you know, pillow talk, yeah. Attire.
Yeah.
Including
yeah.
Luca. And they will just sit there on the terrace, and Luca will spill the beans to Gemma, and Gemma will carry it.
Yeah,
Gemma will tell everyone. Ekansu hears it. She's running around the villa.
For days. With a megaphone.
Okay, so, prediction, customer. I think China's returning for Jay.
Yes.
110%.
100.
Billy the Goat.
Coming back
with Tasha. Coco, I think. Well, we'll see from tomorrow, but
based on tonight's episode, she will. Based on the preview and tomorrow, maybe not.
Maybe not.
We'll see. It's hard to tell.
Who else? Summer, I think, should come back. I want her to come back.
You do?
Absolutely. Because you can't be kissing and doing all this handshake nonsense malarkey as if we're in year 9 and then you don't want to bring her back.
True.
Like, I now want to see... And she's the one who was very confident with, you know... So I want to see her confidence in the main villa.
True.
She should come back. Do I think Summer and India... And Summer and Dami will last? No.
No, I don't think so.
I think... And Dami gets on better with India than he does with Summer.
I think so.
100%. The connection is better there more with Dami and India. But I think that she should come back now. Because you can't be doing that kissing and looking there.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you do that, then like last year, you need to expose them there. And they've seen last year's Casamore. They know that Lily exposed Lily.
Yeah.
So that will happen to you.
Yeah.
By fire and by force, that will definitely happen to you. Yeah, so you can't be running your mouth like that.
Yeah, Dami should bring Summer back.
Dami should bring Summer back. And then I think that... I don't know where Deji will come. I don't think India will be met Deji.
I don't think so.
It's early days though still, man. I feel like this week is really long.
I feel like, depending on the postcard, if they've got a picture of Dami kissing Summer, India's going to bring back Deji.
Basically. And they did the postcard last year, so why wouldn't they do it this year?
Yeah. But you know what they did last year? They twisted stuff to look like... Things.
Yeah, with the Faye and Teddy stuff.
Yeah.
They twisted that.
So I feel like they may...
Do they even need to at this point? Because everyone's moving mad.
But they may conceal what Dami... They may not give all the tea of what Dami's done.
Ooh.
They may hold some back.
And then they'll get revealed somewhere like a movie.
Exactly. Night. Exactly. So we'll see.
Listen, this producer, Sanjay, Meredith, all of them...
Hey!
Coco's here.
Listen. I'm here. Hi, she is here.
Hire both of us.
Ready for the chaos.
Ready for the chaos. We don't want any challenges with the food.
No.
Nobody asked for that.
No.
But what would you do if you were in Love Island and this was your time to do the challenge and you really have to swallow carrot juice to put it in someone's mouth?
Honestly, I...
Would you do it?
I would. You know my problem is though? No, do you know what my problem is? I'm so competitive that the thought... of like, and I know it's disgusting, but like, I'm happy to break a hip for a challenge.
Okay, we're talking about food, not breaking hips.
No, listen, but that's how competitive I am. I'll just be like, it's a game, I'm competitive, let's do it, I've got to win this. I know, sorry mum. My parents will be so disgusted, but...
That would be funny to watch.
I feel like the...
Would you go to Love Island if you approached?
Hell no. Hell to the...
Me, I'll never go.
I want you to... I don't care what the price tag is. Never. It takes a certain type of someone, and I'm not her. I'm not big enough. And I'm woman enough to own up to it. No. I can see you on Love Island, though.
Me?
I feel like you'd be a good contestant. Don't you think?
Me, I'll be crawling as well.
I can see part two.
I'll be crawling. I'll be doing cartwheels. But I don't know why everybody's jumping in the pool like this, because this needs to relax, because me, I can't even swim properly.
No.
Can you ride a bike?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can ride a bike.
Okay, I was going to say.
Can you drive?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can you drive?
Yeah, I can drive.
Okay. These are like not you trying things. To judge me. Imagine if I'd been like, oh, really? Oh, okay.
The first driving, I failed the first driving test.
Same.
So I was in a roundabout situation, and there was a big lorry in front of me, so the driving instructor had to grab the wheel, and because I was driving into the lorry... And the old lady stopped the car and I said, did I pass? And she said, no, you didn't.
That story would never see the light of day if that was my story. What?
Because she had to grab the wheel. I was 17, but she had to grab the wheel.
To be fair, mine had to press the brakes. Mine is even worse. They feared for their lives. They pressed the brakes.
Oh, they got their own brakes.
Yeah. Imagine climbing up to... No, it's not that bad. Jeez, no. She had to press her own brake. She said, I can't die. I said, okay, I hear it. I too wanted to press the brake, I just got scared.
Where were you going?
It was, you know when you've got to go in and out of traffic, like parked cars?
Yeah.
So there was a car coming and I was like, oh, he's going to give me way. And he didn't. And then I was just like, I'm not stopping. Competitive. I'm not stopping. You're going to stop. And she was like, well, we're going to crash. I'm going to press the brake. And I was like, oh. And then the thing is, this was like 5 minutes into my test. So I had to do the whole test knowing I had failed.
Oh my days.
Knowing I had failed. So I was like, what is the point?
Fast and Furious 10. Coco's here, guys. Coco Sorrell. She's ready. Here and she's ready.
Ready.
For me on the way back, it was just pure silence.
Was it?
She didn't even speak. Oh. She was pissed off with me.
Really?
Oh. She really had to grab the wheel with two hands because no, because she's got brakes on her side. She's had a wheel on her side.
She had to lunge over. Yeah. No. Oh, it's okay.
Well, there you have it, guys. But I did pass the second time.
So, yeah, it's fine.
And I'm good. I can drive. Can you drive? I don't know if you can.
Can you?
Can you?
We live and we learn.
We live and we learn, mm-hmm. guys. Anyways, I'm excited for tomorrow's episode.
Same.
I think today was good.
I thought so.
Are you enjoying this season?
100%.
I think it's one for the books.
100%.
It's up there with season 2 and season 5.
However, if they were to take Ekin-Su out of the equation, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much. Mm,
but I do think that this week Ekin-Su is not carrying, which is nice
to
see.
No, which is nice to see.
Nice to see.
Yeah.
It's everybody else.
Everyone's carrying their weight
now.
That,
we need that ensemble situation, because if mm-hmm. it was still Ekin-Su this week, I'd be like, it's great TV, but let's have more.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is very good.
Yeah. I feel like the boys have given us a lot of ammunition, so Ekin-Su can rest.
Right. The boys are messy this year.
Messy.
OG and not OG. Yeah. Both of them are. And I like
messy.
That. I like Luke and Jack being the messy little two boys.
Right?
And Dami as well. They were a messy trio.
Yeah. Like that whole Luca and Dami thing yesterday. Mm. I was like, ooh.
Mm.
Popcorn.
Do you think Davide would recouple? Because again, we didn't see him do much this episode.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either.
I think him and Ekin-Su have a good connection in terms of the way they chat and talk.
Mm.
I don't think he'll recouple. But his ego may get the better of him if he thinks Ekin-Su will... Mm. Recouple.
I've said this before to people, but if I was in Casa Moore and I was doing the recoupling situation and my partner came back with somebody, I would just faint. I think that would be dramatic. And then there'd be a sky view
that would
camera
be so
going up to
good.
The sky and there's me on the ground and like there's like A&E emergency coming to run or something
oh,
like this.
Oh no, that would be so cinematic. I mean, if you're going to get a moment, have that moment.
Have that moment. Just pretend
Ooh,
to faint.
That's good.
I don't know what I would do if I was... Imagine if you were in that position like Amber and Michael and that happened to you.
I would be... The thing is, what can you do?
What can you do?
But I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even, because...
It's a lot, man, Love Island.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man.
It's a lot. I like the fainting thing, though. That's good.
The who?
The fainting.
That's amazing.
I like that.
Fantastic. And
I
scene.
I like that.
And scene. That's it.
Come back tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Who's your favourite?
Person or couple?
Person.
Favourite person.
And then couple.
It's got to be Ekin-Su.
Okay.
It's got to be. I love her.
Love Ekin-Su.
I love her. Favourite couple?
For me, it would have been Dami and India, but not anymore.
Same. Dami and India,
I
also...
like Dami and India more than Ekin-Su and Davide. When they were both in their
prime. Yeah, same. But I kind of like Luca and Gemma.
Ooh.
Gemma's really grown on me.
She has grown on me, and I love her relationship with Ekin-Su. It's really good.
And I just like the fact that her and Ekin-Su are the same. They just don't care what people think.
Right.
And will stand true to what they believe.
Mm.
Luca, sometimes I have moments with him where I'm like, oh, why are you doing this? But I like them as a couple. I think, yeah, I do.
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, guys. Episode 26, Coco Sorrell has joined me. Once again, her TikTok, her Instagram, everything will be in the bio below, guys. And this was a great episode to review. I feel like this
Such
was great.
Wrap
this up. We didn't even do any like cuts, pauses,
no.
nothing. All just like flowed naturally.
We bounce off one another.
We do bounce each other quite
we
well.
Do.
Do you know what I mean?
We like, do.
We both have that charisma.
Mm-hmm. We work well.
We work very well. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, subscribe to the channel. Daily and consistent, guys. Can you just say daily and consistent?
Daily and consistent.
Yes, baby.
Like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Subscribe. Thank you.
Boom.
Inject it, guys. Inject it. not this cat noise.
Why do you hate my cat noises? Purr. No?
No.
Purr. Yeah. Okay, fine. No.
Anyways, guys, subscribe to the channel. Click that button. And we will catch you guys soon for another video.